Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alléluia, Alléluia. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. And can I say to you, it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, Who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, For men this is impossible, for God all things are possible. Then Peter said to him in reply, We have given up everything and follow you. What will you dare before us? Jesus said to them, Amen, I say to you, The Jew who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Gospel reminds us to enter the kingdom of God. It's always easy. You have to give up something. If things blocked you from doing good things to others, from going to the house of the Lord, then it's all, if we need the grace of God. This is what's impossible for man is possible for God. We need to open our heart, let the Lord teach us, guide us. What expect the simplicity of our heart towards the Lord. Then Jesus reminds us, all the material goods can block our relationship with the Lord. But what's impossible for man is possible for God. We just trust. We just ask His grace. Thank the Lord we are chosen, but we need His grace to continue to do His will on a daily basis. Jesus, we trust in you.